All right, Tommy, 2-0, clean sheet, cleared out the bench to give fellas runs with an eye on Bray. It was a good night.
Yeah, it was a great night, Mike. I thought we were full value for the 2-0. Could have been more for the finish, in fairness. And it's also great to keep them scoreless, because no one has managed to do that this year, you know. So it was a great result for us.
You probably won't take the credit for the substitution, because it was forced on you with Kieran Hanlon's injury, but nonetheless it was inspired because Dean George came off the bench and got two.
Yeah, we thought, look, it was a game for Dean. There was, you know, there was space in behind. He's very quick, you know, and we have good attacking players to come off the bench. And, you know, Dino's a great lad. He works hard, and you saw that when he came on. When you're in the box, you have a chance, and he got himself in the box, so happy days.
Started slow enough. It took you probably 20 minutes to get into it, but from there on in, you owned the first half. Probably could have had a penalty or two.
Yeah, there was definitely, you know, we were at the far side with Matt's one. It looked like he missed the, or the keep Stingham and missed the ball, so he looked like he collided with Matt, so it did look like a penalty from where we are, but look, we just got on with it. But I think you're right, the first 20 minutes, Mike, but I think that is down to having been played in 11 days. We knew that they'd be sharper, you know, they only played Friday night, so, and then it would take us 15-20 minutes to go into it. We had said that, in fairness. Mick Sheila had pointed that out, and it did happen, to be fair. So, but I think we more or less dominated the rest of the game. Now look, they had chances as well, they're a good side, but we had the majority of them.
When you look at the second half, and you were managed to bring on Willie Armshaw with the pace, Joel, you got a run into Lee Devitt who almost scored. You were back on your bench to look a lot on form as well, because you were light against Waterford tonight. It looked like a very strong bench, and you still even had Colin Conroy, Sean Gearns and players like that still to come on if needed.
Yeah, we're going to need every player this year, Mike. You know, that's why it's important to get Martin Coughlin on. He's been training really, really well. I know he only got 4 or 5 minutes, but it's important that these lads are rewarded, the drive long distances, to get to train and to work hard. They're out there working hard at the moment, and you have to reward these lads by playing them. You know, we have lads that, you know, can do a job for us any given week, and it depends who we're playing. And it's also good to keep lads happy. It's important to keep lads happy and motivated.
And you still have Conor Melody, you still have Jack Lynch, you still have more players to come back, so good headaches at the moment.
Yeah, look, we'll be back to full complement next week, so two lads will be missing out. But again, you saw it last week, we had two under-17s and under-19 on the bench, you know, so there is opportunities. We haven't got a massive squad. I'd say we've won the smallest squads in the league at 23, and Denzel's out for the season, so 22. So it's a real tight squad, and lads will get plenty of opportunity.
Tell me about Friday night, because Bray, you go above them now, which psychologically is huge going into Friday night. It all started in Bray over a year ago. I suppose contrasting fortunes now. Bray not really hit and miss, but I suppose they have a dip in form. The merger was always going to take time to materialise with Cavan Teely, but going up there you might even be favourites.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if we are. You know, like, the squad that they have and the players that they have, you know, like, okay, they lost the first three, I think, but they were the top three teams. You know, most teams are going to lose against those teams, so they've won, they're unbeaten in three, you know, so you have to respect them, and we will. It'll be a different game than today. I think it'll be blood and thunder, and there'll be plenty of physical battles to be won. But they've got really good players, you know, in Fox out wide, and Kieran Marty Waters, and, you know, they've quality all over the pitch. So it'll be a really difficult game for us. They're all difficult, Mike, but certainly away from home it'll be a really difficult champ.
So Bray and Longford are the only two sides you haven't faced. The league always takes shape after the first round of games, which essentially is this weekend coming, because everyone else will have played each other. Cork, the outstanding team for you so far. I know you're at the end of a big defeat to them, but have they been the best that you've played?
Yeah, they have. Look, I thought they were clinical on the day, as I said, you know, they didn't, you know, we weren't at our best, as we know, and they were clinical, but you know, goals change games, Mike. You know, the first goal, you see it there tonight, the first goal, you nearly always get a result, whether it be a win or a draw. And sometimes you lose, of course, but it's rare, you know. So if you get the first goal, they got the first goal. And then they're playing the counter-attack after that. And they're a really good side. There's lots of good teams in it. You know, Galway will keep plugging away. Waterford have a bit of a dip, but I'd expect him to come back in as well. But it's hard to call. You know, those three are going to be in the playoff positions. I think it's going to take longer this year to level out, because it's four rounds. I think after 16 games, you'll have an idea, but it'll be you could move between, any teams could move between their fourth and seventh or eighth spots, you know, to get into them last two playoff spots, and that's what it'll all be about, I think.
Final question, because of the fans on a Monday night, they've come from Kerry, Clare, Tipperary and all across Limerick as well. A decent crowd in for a Monday night, and important to show them, Tommy, that there's a winning team here. You've beaten Waterford now, you've showed the bounce back ability from the Cork performance, two home wins and the bounce, so all in all a very good night on and off the pitch.
Yeah, it's a very good start for us, Mike. You know, we've only lost against two full time teams, we've beaten one full time team, you know, and we've got results against the other three, so you know it's a really good start for us. But again, we take it game by game. We just focus on Bray, and that's all you can do. You have to play what's in front of you.